This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. An $18 million omission during last session's budget process has created some unexpected fiscal headaches for Vermont legislators. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Shumlin administration's decision not to tell lawmakers about a significant financial obligation has complicated an increasingly difficult budget year.
It doesn't happen very often, but every 5 to 7 years, the state of Vermont is on the hook for an extra week's worth of Medicaid payments. This happens because there are, in fact, slightly more than 52 weeks in a year, and the latest extra week falls during the same budget cycle that lawmakers approved spending for earlier this year. The budget legislators passed, however, doesn't include a dime for this $18 million liability, and they say that's because administration officials never notified them the obligation even existed.
So for me, the possibility of this happening was just not even on my radar screen.
That's South Hero Representative Mitzi Johnson, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Appropriations. The existence of the 53rd week came as a surprise to Johnson and other legislative leaders. They say the liability wasn't brought to their attention until after the ink had dried on the fiscal year 2016 spending plan. Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. She says the surprise discovery of the 53rd week has complicated a budget that was already swelling from unanticipated spikes in Medicaid costs. She says lawmakers count on the administration to keep them appraised of these kinds of liabilities.
When we're building the budget, I guess the question that needs to be asked was, are there any anticipated expenditures that are not reflected in your budget request as you're presenting it to us?
Administration Secretary Justin Johnson says the administration was aware of the 53rd week well in advance of the last legislative session, but purposefully chose to omit it from the governor's spending proposal.
At the time we put the budget together, it was determined because it was a flexible piece that we would wait for budget adjustment and see what things were looking like.
It's, quote, flexible because Johnson says the state could delay payment on the 53rd week until fiscal year 2017. Since the bill involves Medicaid payments, the federal government will pick up a significant portion of the $18 million tab, but the state is responsible for $8 million of that bill. And that means lawmakers have three choices when it comes to resolving the unexpected obligation. They could raise $8 million in revenue to cover the cost, reallocate $8 million from other areas of the budget, or wait until next year to deal with the problem. House Speaker Shap Smith says the episode shows how reliant the legislative branch is on the executive branch to have a full understanding of the state's fiscal situation.
It does point to a challenge within the process, which is that the legislature is understaffed and under-resourced. And to a certain extent, we are reliant on the administration for providing us with the information that helps us build the budget.
The $18 million payment is part of a Medicaid program that, according to some projections, is already running $60 million over budget this year. In December, the administration will present lawmakers with the mid-year budget proposal that may or may not include a solution for funding the 53rd week of Medicaid payments. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.